Hi, welcome to your staff file checklist for nonprofits. In this short video, I'm going to walk you through the building block performance. And on your checklist that you have been able to download where you're watching this video, this building block looks like this, with the following three elements as a part of it. So we're going to look at them in more detail. And the key question of this building block is, of course, how is it going? So you have employed your employee or contracted your intern or volunteer, and now you're wondering how things are going. How is it working out in reality in relation to the work and the team and the stakeholders and so on? So first of all, information that you need to include in this part of the staff file is your performance assessment reports and follow-up that you have agreed on and that is implemented. So as I said in the building block on contract, the basis for your performance assessment and your reports on that must be, of course, the job description. So the job description is a very crucial element that will be the basis of how you're going to assess performance, and that is going to then also come back in the reports that you make about your performance assessment. So that is very important to keep track of this, also in light of in case something isn't going the way you would like it to, or maybe something isn't going the way your employee or intern or volunteer would like it to, that you note this in your report and that you also note what are you going to be doing about it to improve it, or what are you asking your staff member to do to improve performance. And then to make sure that you also follow up on those arrangements and that you follow up on them in a visible way that is also part of the file. That is very important also for later actions in relation to this, of course. So that is a very important part of this part of your staff file. Also, make sure that in case you have any agreement on development plans, like for example further education that your staff would like to do and where you would like to contribute to as an employer. So maybe they want to do a master degree or a postdoc or whatever it is that they want to do. Maybe they want to do a course on something. And if you think that this could be helpful to the job or to the performance, you might want to contribute to that in one way or another, financially or in terms of making time or in terms of giving them an opportunity to practice at the workplace or in the frame of a certain project, certain new skills or use new information or try out a new role, whatever it is. If you, as a result of your performance assessment conversation with your staff, have an agreement on certain development that they are after and that you're going to be contributing to, make sure that you also have this in writing, including certain conditions. Like most employers who do contribute to further education of their staff also usually put in writing that if the staff member is leaving within a certain time after the end of that education, then the contribution of the employer will be downsized and the employee will have to return some of the money that they received for that. Yeah, so that because this is then, the idea is then that this education isn't really benefiting the employer because the person is leaving too soon after completing the education. So if you want to have such a policy in place, then you of course need to put that in writing and make sure that this is very clear from the beginning and agreed on. And the best way to do that is to put it in the staff file with a signature and a date of both sides of this conversation. And then of course, yeah, in case things are going very well, maybe you want to have an official commendation as part of the staff file so that maybe your staff can qualify for an additional benefit or bonus at the end of the year, for example, and then you want to put that in writing, of course. And the same is also true in case your employee isn't performing the way you want to or isn't behaving the way you want to, and you want to give them a warning. Usually there is a system of warnings that first are oral and then written, and written warnings of course have to be part of the staff file, and that can be of course about very serious cases, but also about the case of being late for the umpteenth time. Yeah, so this is something you need to have very much clear. Sorry, this is something that you need to make very much clear in your personnel guide, and also maybe in your HR policy, in your human resources policy. What is your system of warnings? When will a person get a warning? For what kind of issues? How is that communicated? What are the consequences of that? But in any case, in case you are taking such a step, you must make sure that it's part of the staff file, so that in case of a need, in case there is any kind of dispute or disagreement or misunderstanding about this, that you can show that this is part of the history of your employee in your organization. Yeah, so the checks you need to do, as I said, is to check or develop internal requirements for warnings. Also make sure that you check external requirements for warnings in case you want to have the warning to have a certain impact on maybe salary level, or maybe in case you want to use it as a reason for ending or not renewing the contract. So in that case, you need to check whether there are any legal requirements for you to be issuing warnings, and you need to make sure that you have all those requirements and the whole process also written down, so that the person can see this before you do the first warning. The other thing that you need to do is to make sure that you have those performance assessment conversations, and you need to check that you are doing that in line with what is agreed in the contract, or what is written in the personnel guide, or what is written or stipulated in the collective agreement if that is applicable. So this is also something that you need to check, that you are not falling behind in case you have a very clearly written out policy on that. And this is where it can also help to make sure that you have a link in your electronic calendar, or in the electronic calendar of the HR person in your organization. So what you need to do now is to do those checks, yeah, to make sure that you have a clear policy in terms of warnings that is in line with your local legal requirements, and that you are following your own policy in terms of performance assessment, in terms of frequency and how you are preparing for that and planning and so on. And then you need to go to your cover sheet and tick off all the information that you have collected, and make sure that all this information is also available to your employee and signed off on, and make sure that you are also keeping check of follow-up agreements coming out of the performance assessment conversations, for example, or coming out of the commendations or warnings. And here it can also help to schedule such follow-up check-ins in advance, so that you have in your calendar maybe 2 weeks after the performance assessment conversation a reminder for yourself that you need to check whether any follow-up that you might have agreed on is actually falling into place or not. So again, we are at the end of another building block, and you are now clear on what you need to include in terms of performance assessment in the staff file, or in the file of your intern and volunteers. Of course, in those cases, the information might be a little bit different, but at the same time, let's not forget that also interns and volunteers do need to be assessed in terms of their sticking to what was agreed or not. And they might also have, of course, wishes and dreams for further development that you want to honor or not. And there might also be reason to commend them or to warn them. So while this might be lighter compared to what you're doing with your staff. Still, for your interns and your volunteers, you might want to have a similar practice in terms of regular check-ins when it comes to performance. So now you know all that, and it's time to get going. And do let me know how it's going, and in case you run into anything, or in case you get stuck running into anything, just drop me an email and I'll be happy to help where I can. For now, goodbye and good luck.